world's a mysterious place to most of us. Last week, some astronomers holed up in Antarctica for 3 years with a small telescope pointed in one spot discovered a gravitational wave generated by the Big Bang 380,000 years after the explosion. They'll win a Nobel Prize in Physics for this, most definitely. Sure makes the universe easier for me to understand, unless I start thinking about how it proves the potential for multiverses with entirely different physics. Then my head starts to expand, my eyeballs hurt, and I get worried there's going to be a big pop soon above my shoulders. Taro Tracy works on a different astral plane. She opened what I guess you'd call a storefront service in the old Buckland gas station just down the road here. It's been a residence off and on for years, mostly off, but Taro Tracy bought it, fixed it up with a consulting room out front and living quarters out back, hung a shingle with the High Priestess card off the porch, and opened up for business. Figuring that curiosity doesn't kill a cat with nine lives necessarily, I hoofed it down last week for a reading. Tarot or astrological chart or Yi Jing, Tracy queried. Which is more accurate, I asked, with some smarm. Depends on you, she replied with a Cheshire smile. So I threw the yarrow sticks, and Tracy interpreted after asking what the nature of my inquiry was. Half an hour later, she determined my future. Not precisely exactly, just sort of suggestions open to my own interpretation. I did pay her an exact fee, however, that was not open to much interpretation. I have a prediction of my own. Taro Tracy will be branching out soon, and I don't mean franchising. Like a lot of us down here, she'll need to supplement the income from her dream profession. Right now, it's an expansionary universe, but I foresee a time when gravity pulls Tracy back towards South End reality, like the rest of us trying desperately to avoid our Big Bang.